Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Highs level off around 85, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 62, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 79, tomorrow sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new major meta-analysis was found that BT corn does not damage non-target organisms. The results published in the USDA Ag Research Service found genetically modified BT corn had little impact on non-target insects and other organisms, especially compared to growing conventional corn. BT corn is corn that has been genetically modified, so it produces proteins to control corn borers, corn rootworms, and other major pests of corn. The first BT corn approved in 1996, and critics have been suggesting that it also can destroy beneficial insects or other non-targeted organisms. The study gathered hundreds of individual studies published between 1997 and 2020 that have looked at whether growing BT corn changed the environmental abundance of non-target animals. BT corn represents a highly selective pest control technology with relatively few negative consequences for non-target invertebrates, especially when compared with the use of broad-spectrum insecticides for managing BT-targeted pests, according to scientists. 12 lawsuits have now been brought against John Deere, accusing the company of violating antitrust laws by restricting access to software embedded in its machines. 9 of these cases have been consolidated in the U.S. District Court for Northern Illinois, which they have been assigned to Judge Ian D. Johnston, according to court documents. John Deere also the subject of a complaint to the FTC in March, accusing the company of violating both the Sherman and the Federal Trade Commission acts. And another regional roundtable for defining waters of the U.S. happened yesterday, organized by the Kansas Livestock Association, the lineup of groups participating, Tiffany Cattle Company, the Kansas Association of Conservation Districts, and the Nature Conservancy in Kansas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Midwest Drag Racing Series confirmed the death of a professional driver following a crash Friday night in Great Bend. Ronnie Hobbs of West Texas died after he lost control of his car and crashed during qualifying at the Midwest Drag Racing Series Great Bend Nationals at SRCA Drag Strip. Out of respect for all the racers and the Hobbs family, the remainder of the racing weekend in Great Bend was canceled. The Winfield Police Department said a 62-year-old man was seriously injured when he was run over by a train. It happened on Sunday around 9:20 a.m. The department said Winfield Fire EMS was dispatched to the track located in the 500 block of North Main. They found the man with injuries to his lower extremities. The man was transported to Wichita Hospital. The police department said the man was attempting to crawl underneath the train while it was stationary. The train began to move when the accident and injuries occurred. The accident remains under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, General Manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Daddy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
A man from Hayesville has been sentenced for the murder of his baby girl on Monday. Andrew Franklin, 36, was sentenced to 250 months in the Sedgwick County Jail by Judge Eric Williams. Back in September of 2008, Franklin was charged with one count of first-degree murder and two counts of child abuse. Law enforcement authorities are investigating numerous reports of Facebook Marketplace and other social media scams, according to a media release from Garden City Police. Police offered several examples of the scams that include COVID-19 relief, rentals for sale, and fundraisers to help people in need. In many incidents, a scammer will send a photo of their driver's license or another form of identification to gain the trust of the victim, express urgency to act, and then convince the victim into switching to a third-party option for payment. Police urge the public to continue to be vigilant with your online marketplace shopping. If you think it's a scam or something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Fillmore County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are currently looking for a suspect involved in a bank robbery that occurred Friday afternoon at the Heartland Bank in Geneva. Fillmore County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the bank at around 1 p.m. for the robbery that had just occurred. Upon arrival, deputies learned a white male wearing a face mask approximately 6'4 to 6'6 with short dark hair, thin build, wearing a dark sweatshirt and blue jeans, entered the bank and presented a note to the teller. No weapon was seen. The suspect fled the bank and was last seen going north on 9th Street. No one was hurt or injured during the incident. The case is currently under investigation. A total of 57 Nebraska elected officials and former elected officials from both political parties endorsed Patty Panzing-Brooks for Congress on Friday. Panzing-Brooks is running against Republican Mike Flood for the 1st District Congressional seat in both the June 28th special election and November 8th general election. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Tuesday this week in order to observe the Pony Express re-ride passing through. Commissioners last week discussed the infill housing revitalization program presented earlier by Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The county councilor had suggested mirroring the existing neighborhood revitalization program with adjustments. The plan would not begin until January 1st, 2023. There was unanimous consensus from the board to move forward with preparing documents for the plan. Public Works presented a proposal from Hall Brothers for overlaying blacktop from Highway 9 south through Valitz and by the Salem Lutheran Church in the amount of $116,000, which was approved unanimously. Washington County Hospital at last week's meeting asked commissioners to increase their $350,000 budget by $15,000 to be used to offset wage increases, noting that a nursing shortage is the hospital's most pressing issue. They're currently using several traveling nurses from outlying communities and have also lost some nurses to traveling agencies. Other efforts include encouraging high school students to pursue healthcare fields and consideration of recruiting foreign nurses. It was noted they'd given general bonuses to staff last year. The board also discussed the nursing home the hospital had purchased and what it could be used for, and briefly discussed ambulance service in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners Monday attended a business tour with the Rural Development Association. Former Gage County Supervisor Dave Swavely was seated June 1st as District 4 replacement for Dennis Byers' unexpired term through 2024, following his recent selection by a three-member committee of the county attorney, clerk, and treasurer. Supervisors extended the moratorium on commercial solar permits set to expire June 30th until existing regulations have been reviewed and approved by the board. That passed 6-1 with Don Shuler voting against. City County Solutions gave a presentation on workforce housing for Gage County, noting that many can't afford the down payment on a house. They've partnered with an Iowa company doing a full assessment for own and rent to own. After that assessment, they'll begin prospecting and planning program development, considering workforce populations. Later, they'll reach out to other communities. They asked the county to move ahead with an assessment at a price of $25,000. Supervisors noted that Engage and Southeast Nebraska Development have similar studies completed, and it was suggested they speak with them to avoid duplication of projects. An injury accident Friday afternoon at the Riley Corner on U.S. 77 South involved two of three motorcyclists traveling together. The lead driver had slowed just south of the intersection and was struck by a second rider. A La Vista, Nebraska, and a Glenwood, Iowa man were transported to hospitals, one with serious, the other just minor injuries. Lola Jean Clutter, age 83, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation, Tuesday 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lola Jean Clutter. Elizabeth M. Rookie, age 96, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Rookie. Fred L. Beeman, age 69, of Washington, passed away June 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending, with a ward funeral home in charge for Fred Beeman.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head through the afternoon, we will continue to see a slow-moving cold front making its way across portions of the central Great Plains, giving us a good chance of seeing some scattered showers and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny conditions will be expected throughout this afternoon, and high temperatures will be staying into the low and mid-80s. And then we'll see a good chance for showers and storms along the front once again later on tonight. Low temperatures staying around the low 60s. For both Wednesday and Thursday, we'll start to see some more sunshine across portions of the area. High temperatures will be cooling back down into the upper 70s as we head through the day on Wednesday, with a slight chance for showers and storms developing later Thursday afternoon, otherwise staying mostly sunny with highs warming up in the low 80s. We'll then see some warmer conditions looking ahead into the upcoming weekend, high staying into the upper 80s and low 90s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature early June, 84, record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low 62 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 8:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We received another trace amount of precipitation overnight.
The insects of summer are back to bug us, but we have some suggestions to bug them right back. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Actor Liam Neeson shares a birthday with singer Tom Jones. Now that the insects of summer are back, we've been researching some natural techniques to make yourself a little less appetizing to them. Cider vinegar is a good all-purpose insect repellent. Getting enough in your diet will make you naturally offensive to insects, but rubbing it directly on your skin will also work. If you like to be a little less offensive to other humans, baby oil, lemon eucalyptus oil, or imitation vanilla extract are also known to be insect repellents. To relieve the itch or swelling of an insect bite, a cold compress is the best first aid. And some people swear by meat tenderizer or lemon juice for quick relief. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies at almanac.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable network. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a former Kansas High School State Golf Champ and College Division II National Player of the Year, is headed to the U.S. Open. Andrew Beckler tied for third at Monday's sectional qualifier in Rockville, Maryland. It was good enough for one of four qualifying spots from that tournament. Beckler is a Washburn Rural High School and Washburn University golfer. He was named the Division II Jack Nicklaus Player of the Year in 2021. He will likely be the second Topeka native in the field, joining Gary Woodland when the U.S. Open tees off on June 16th. One of the top quarterbacks in Kansas State history has a chance at the Hall of Fame. Michael Bishop made the ballot for the 2023 College Football Hall of Fame. Bishop won the 98 Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback and was the Heisman runner-up. In his 2 years at K-State, he set 34 school records, 14 Big 12 records, and compiled a 22-3 record as a starter. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Left-hander Daniel Lynch is the latest member of the Royals' starting rotation to hit a rough patch. Last night, Lynch allowed 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings against Toronto. 3 of those 6 hits he allowed were home runs as the Royals lost to the Blue Jays 8-0 in front of an announced crowd of 10,889 in the first game of a 3-game series at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals, who are now 17-36 overall, have lost 14 of their last 17 games and are on pace to lose 110 games. The teams continue their series tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Washburn University football great Kerry Williams is officially a Hall of Famer. Williams was inducted into the MIAA Hall of Fame during the league's annual awards ceremony Monday night in Kansas City. Williams starred in 2 seasons with the Ichabods. He went on to play 9 seasons in the NFL, winning a Super Bowl title with the Baltimore Ravens in 2013. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Head down to the 37th annual 8-man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 11th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. You can see the finest 8-man players in the state, including Xavier Brandt and Caden Dollyhouse of Frankfort and Philip Devley from Hanover. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game at 1:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 on Saturday at 1 p.m. or via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also on the web, catch Nate Tice of Washington County in the 8-man Division I game with coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Some color and beauty at your feet with low-maintenance coral bells. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Their leaves provide color throughout the growing season, and the dainty flowers that rise above the leaves are an added benefit. They make great cut flowers and help attract hummingbirds to the garden. Grow these versatile plants in moist, well-drained soil and full sun to partial shade. The amber-colored varieties appreciate a bit of shade from the hot afternoon sun. During mild winters, you'll find the leaves maintain their color. Combine these beauties with hostas, ferns, fringe bleeding heart, sedges, hawthorn grass, astilbe, and other shade lovers. Or mix them in with a few sun-loving perennials like sedum, salvia, Shasta daisies, and ornamental grasses. Try planting a few bulbs in amongst the coral bells. You'll enjoy the added color, and the coral bells' leaves will help mask the declining bulb foliage. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When the first residents of this area began building bridges to cross the nearby river, they found they often needed a span that stretched over a mile. However, there were many times during the year when that mile-wide riverbed was nearly dry. It was all part of the rugged early years here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joe Jeffrey traces his farm's history well over a century.
About 1874, great-granddad was a plumber in Omaha, saw an ad in a paper in Omaha that says, come to Plum Creek, Nebraska to get our land, UP Railroad.
His great-grandfather came to what is today the Lexington, Nebraska area and homesteaded along the Platte River. That river is often a wide and shallow stream, but it was even more so in the early days.
The first bridges were a mile and a half to a mile and a quarter long. That's how wide the river was. But this river would go dry in the middle of the summer. Fact is, certain times of the year in 1935, 6, and 7, this area, there was no river, no water in the river for 500 days.
The first bridges across this portion of the Platte River were built in 1872.
Keep in mind, that's horse and buggy days. Now, the bridge is a mile and a quarter long, and it's just designed for horses and buggies. But every now and then, there's a turnout built on the bridge. So if you started down the bridge and you got there half a mile, another guy got in about a half a mile, there was a place to turn out, let the one guy go by.
It's the largest river in Nebraska. Yet Jeffrey says you might be able to wade it on many days. However, don't let the apparent lack of water fool you.
The amazing thing about the Platte River in Nebraska, as it cuts from Scotts Bluff clear to Omaha, is that it's actually been coming through here for centuries, centuries and centuries. So in all reality, the river is higher than the surrounding ground. So when it gets high, all of a sudden our land starts to get wet, then there's seepage.
More with rancher Joe Jeffrey next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday nights, June 10th and 11th. Performance 7:30 each evening. Free barbecue Friday with each rodeo admission. Children's stick horse races both nights. Advanced discount tickets available. Tickets at the gate. A rodeo dance follows each evening with Southern Satellite Friday. Kim Strothman with Wilder Horses Saturday night at 9. Dance free with rodeo admission or a $5 cover charge. Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday. Your invitation from Rodeo Implement, Case IH Sales and Service. Check out their line of tractors, combines, and farm machinery at Rodeo Implement. Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, your local hometown experts. Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Owens Originals, floral creations and decor for all occasions. See Owens Originals in Washington. And Midwest Products Hanover. Quality employees help us produce quality products.
Can a computer taste a tomato or blueberry? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Not really, but it can tell scientists what makes them taste good as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When you bite into a blueberry or tomato, your taste buds tell you if it's good or better suited for the compost pile. To find out if a fruit or vegetable is worth breeding, scientists sample the crop for taste and smell themselves, going through fields and picking produce individually. And that's a lot of work. Marcio Resende is a sweet corn breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida. He says a computer can learn what attributes make a good piece of fruit. Researchers at the university are studying how computer models can use a range of volatiles to measure fruit taste.
The tomato and blueberry lab
they basically quantified these compounds because they were in metabolic routes that were thought to be associated with flavor. And that's how we got to which compounds to look at. So it was a targeted set somewhere between 50 and 70, but the computer didn't know that, right? So you put that into a statistical model and you see if you can predict or not. And we also had sugars and acids in addition to these volatiles.
Using these models, a breeding program can assess flavor ratings and choose which varieties to grow.
Moving forward, so how it actually predicts is we give the computer this database of content of these different compounds, and the computer then knows, or at least is able to generate predictions as well. Seeing this, I think that the average score from 0 to 100 for this tomato variety will be, hypothetically speaking, 85. And then we can generate a ranking for all the varieties and say, these are the better tasting ones, these are the not so good ones.
His next goal is to use computer learning to find the best sweet corn varieties. Learn more about taste testing with artificial intelligence at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Sam Wymore Days will be starting June 10th, and Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home invites everyone to check it out. There will be a parade, food, street dance, and lots to see and do. It's fun for all ages, so come on out from Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Mark your calendars for June 10th through the 12th, and join Clausen and Sons Dirtwork, Inc. for the annual Sam Wymore Days. There will be something for everyone. From Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. in Beatrice, providing all types of dirt work services, including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavation, and more. J&M Liquor invites everyone out to Sam Wymore Day starting June 10th through the 12th. Make sure to swing by the Beer Garden, open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. There will be live entertainment and giveaways from several vendors to show customer appreciation. Can't wait to see you there from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
Is your farm or ranch a good candidate for a green energy project? Some basics today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The wind and solar energy industries are rapidly expanding, and that means they need land to site their projects. Crop and pasture land are likely prospects because the land is already cleared and typically accessible. Shannon Farrell, an associate professor of ag economics at Oklahoma State University, says he's getting questions about it all the time from farmers and ranchers.
You need to understand the fundamentals of the industry so that you understand what a developer wants to get out of a project in terms of technical and financial success. I think farmers and ranchers are actually very well positioned because they're in the land use business. And for many of us, for centuries, or even at least decades, we've been co-locating our agricultural operations with oil and gas. And some of the lessons that you can learn from co-locating oil and gas and agriculture can be applied to wind and solar. But you have to understand that there are also some really important differences. If you can bring that experience and couple that with a good understanding of the technical fields, then you're really well positioned to make some good land use decisions.
Farrell says he sees potential benefits for many farmers and ranchers, but it may not work for every situation. He says there are questions that require the right kinds of answers, and we'll cover that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hujewell. Animal care, health, and well-being is one of the six We Care ethical principles. Hence, with summer heat arriving here already, producers are adjusting barn controls to keep pigs cool, along with other livestock, but pigs especially, with the National Pork Board's Director of Animal Science, Chris Hostler, offers simple checks that producers can take to help maintain the comfort of their livestock.
Make sure the louvers on your fans are functioning properly. Make sure that the propellers on the fans have been cleaned of dust and that the thermostats in the room are properly adjusted to the correct height.
He goes on to say that thermostat maintenance is considered with system adjustments.
Make sure that the thermostats are clean and that they are properly functioning. I've been in lots of barns where the thermostat is either way up high close to the ceiling or too low in the pen that you get different heat readings. And so make sure that those thermostats are set accordingly.
Finally, he says as producers reflect on their summer building prep tasks, they are contentious about inputs and how they directly relate to routine sustainability practices. And he gives a few examples.
We are conscientious in how we bring things into the farm in terms of our inputs, in terms of feed, conscientious about the energy that we use from a variety of different renewable energy sources, conscientious about the manure that goes out the other end and serves as fertilizer onto the cropland.
He says these tips are just simple ways of trying to help with the livestock be more comfortable for more profitability at the end of the season for each of those livestock, especially in the hog industry. They are expecting the heat to get relatively warm throughout this summer with some of the weather patterns that we've seen back and forth. For more information on some of the farm maintenance that you can implement, that can be found at porkcheckoff.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, General Manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has extended the hours of service emergency declaration for livestock haulers through August 31st. The extension and amendment of the emergency declaration provides regulatory relief for commercial motor vehicle operators, providing direct assistance and support of emergency relief efforts related to COVID, and is limited to transportation of livestock and livestock feed, as well as other supplies related to COVID shortages. Transporters of feed ingredients are ineligible for that exemption. The Beef Improvement Federation recognized Rezac Land and Livestock of Oneka, Kansas as Commercial Producer of the Year during the group's annual meeting in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Rezac Land and Cattle, founded by Don and Barb Rezac, is a diversified operation in the northern edge of the Flint Hills. The family operation includes a Simmental and Angus-based cow herd, feed yard, stocker, and backgrounding business, as well as a farming enterprise. The cows graze year-round on native grass stocks and cover crops, and the Rezacs have carefully drafted a plan to make the ranch's commercial cow herd financially viable and a producer of quality females and calves that perform well in the feed yard as well as on the rail. An American Farmland Trust is responding positively to USDA's plan for transforming the U.S. food system. The president and CEO, John Piotti of AFT, said the American Farmland Trust has been a strong advocate for increasing business technical assistance to farm and food businesses and organized an effort last year, the Agriculture Viability Alliance, to encourage USDA to do more in this space. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Can a computer taste a tomato or blueberry? Not really, but it can tell scientists what makes them taste good on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A blueberry or tomato, your taste buds tell you if it's good or better suited for the compost pile. To find out if a fruit or vegetable is worth breeding, scientists sample the crop for taste and smell themselves, going through fields and picking produce individually. And that's a lot of work. Marcio Resende is a sweet corn breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida. He says a computer can learn what attributes make a good piece of fruit. Researchers at the university are studying how computer models can use a range of volatiles to measure fruit taste.
The tomato and blueberry lab, they basically quantified these compounds because they were in metabolic routes that were thought to be associated with flavor. And that's how we got to which compounds to look at. So it was a targeted set somewhere between 50 and 70, but the computer didn't know that, right? So you put that into a statistical model and you see if you can predict or not.
Using these models, a breeding program can assess flavor ratings and choose which varieties to grow.
Moving forward, so how it actually predicts is we give the computer this database of content of these different compounds, and the computer then knows, or at least is able to generate predictions as well. Seeing this, I think that the average score from 0 to 100 for this tomato variety will be, hypothetically speaking, 85. And then we can generate a ranking for all the varieties and say, these are the better tasting ones, these are the not so good ones.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about taste testing with artificial intelligence at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today as we get closer to the wrap-up of the day. We've seen it still kind of mixed on the board, pretty consistent throughout the day. We've seen wheat move a little bit further into the red, corn move a little bit further into the green. Soybeans as well have seen some big gains on the day. July corn sitting up right now 18 and 3/4 cent at 761 and a quarter. We have September corn up by 14 and 3/4 at 729 even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 18 and 3/4 cents at 1151 and a quarter, with September in the red by 18 and 3/4 at 1158 even. Over on the soybean side, after a slow start to the morning, they've definitely seen some big jumps up, with July beans up 31 and 3/4 cents at 1731 even. August up by 21 and a half cents to 1657 and a quarter. Meal market, same story here. Some big jumps up in the green, with July meal up $9.60 at 416.70. August up by $8 even to 409.30. Soybean oil for July sitting up 6 cents after a slower start to the day, as sitting at 81 and a quarter overall. Cotton market kind of mixed on the board, with some green in the later futures, but early futures here are mostly lower. July cotton's down $1.13, sitting at 136.61. October's down 19 cents at 127.73. And the oats market is mostly higher here. July oats are up 11 and a quarter at 691 and a half. September's up 7 cents at 644. And a quarter. Quick in the livestock market, a little bit higher here for the live cattle, mixed in the feeder cattle. June live cattle's up right now $1.05 at 133.87. Feeder cattle for August up by 17 cents at 172.15. Mixed in the lean hogs, with June down 87 cents at 108.35. July in the green by 32 cents at 109.30. U.S. dollar index today kind of slow moving, with the June index in the red by 5 pennies at 102.39.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Without a doubt, you agricultural producers are feeling the economic pain brought on by these astronomic diesel fuel prices. When relief from these record-high diesel costs might come was the subject of a new analysis by a K-State farm management economist. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. The interesting thing with this rise in fuel costs, according to K-State's Greg Ibendahl, is that the hike in diesel prices has been much more severe than that for gasoline prices. He explains that discrepancy.
If you look at the inventories of gasoline and diesel for the last year and a half, they've kept up the gas supply kind of to what it historically has been, although still below average to some degree. But diesel fuel has really been drawn down. We're looking at diesel inventories right now that are at least a third below over what they historically have been. And that really has caused a big discrepancy we're seeing in prices. There's such a demand for diesel. There's such low inventory supplies that it has really pushed the price of diesel up. So really, refiners right now have every incentive they can to make as much diesel diesel as they can. Remember, you can only make, you know, so much diesel from a barrel of oil. So the refiners have some ability to, you know, adjust that mixture of gas and diesel. And in fact, if you look at what the Energy Information Association says, they don't really know exactly how much refiners can adjust that mix, but they can adjust it some. And based on what the price difference is right now, I think you are going to see refiners kind of making more of a push to make more diesel as much as they can.
At the same time, actually adding refining capacity to address this diesel inventory problem means going against some pretty strong headwinds right now, according to Greg.
It's a big commitment for dollar-wise, and companies have to look at, you know, what's my long-term prospects if I open up new capacity. And, you know, right now there seems to be a big push for going battery power and green energy. So I don't know if we're ever going to get that capacity back.
In the final analysis, Greg does not foresee a major retreat in diesel nor gasoline prices. However, the gap between the two, he says, may narrow in the months ahead.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to have high prices, probably, you know, gas probably in the upper $3 to $4 range for quite a while, because I don't really see the oil price necessarily going down. But, you know, since we are quite a bit above what the predicted price should be based on the price of oil, I think as refineries amp up their utilization percentages and start to make a little more diesel fuel, you are going to see that margin between gas and diesel come down more closer to historical norms. Now, the EIA is saying that's going to take probably through fall before that even starts to occur. And even when that does happen, it's still going to be probably just a little bit higher than where it should be.
See this entire analysis on the diesel, gasoline, and oil price outlook authored by K-State's Greg Ibendahl at agmanager.info. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Fairberry Livestock Company would like to remind busy farmers and ranchers to check on animals and livestock often to make sure they have plenty of water to drink and shelter from the sun. Thank you for feeding the world. From your friends at Fairberry Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.